Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. Your announcer this evening is Peter, VK2BEU, and keeping the oscillations going is the other Peter, VK2EMU. The weather here is fine, but it's quite cold, and it's the first really cold night. It's a crystal clear night, so the temperature has plummeted, and according to our accurate instrumentation here, it's 14 degrees outside. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 73 millimetres. Peter's done a check of all the frequencies, and he advises that we're working. Everything is A-OK. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RAG is currently offline. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 94 44 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. The May edition of the ARNSW newsletter, All Access, has been emailed out to members and will shortly be up on the ARNSW website. There's a menu link at the top of the home page. If you didn't receive it, that's the newsletter, please check that we have an up-to-date email address for you. If you have already logged into VK2 Connect, our new members portal, you can update your details there. If you are having trouble, you can let our membership team know by an email to membership@arnsw.org.au or contact the office by phone and leave a message. Now we come to the weekly solar and geophysical report with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Firstly, the summary of activity from the 22nd of May to the 28th of May. So the columns are 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th and 28th for those of you writing this down. And the 10 centimetre flux values going across the columns are 124, 137, 133, 139, 141, 142, and 145. The Fredericksburg A index numbers are 5, 4, 7, 8, 7, 12, and 13. The Australian A index numbers are 3, 0, 2, 4, 3, 4 and 8 estimated. And finally, the T index values are 59, 64, 67, 76, 80, 87 and 88. Solar flare activity reached R1 levels on the 22nd of May with an M2.3 flare at 1029 UTC. Activity was low to moderate on other days, remaining below warning threshold. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian region were quiet to unsettled, with activity below geomagnetic warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Frequencies were depressed by 20% during local night on the 22nd and 15% during local night on the 23rd. Enhancements of 15% were observed during local night on the 27th and 20% during local night on the 28th. The forecast issued on the 29th of May through until the 4th of June is that solar activity is expected to be at R0 levels with a chance of R1. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be at quiet to unsettled levels with a chance of G1 activity due to coronal hole effects. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region are expected to remain close to predicted monthly values. So the solar flux index update, SFI figures for this week. Having finished April, we had a minimum of 93, an average of 120 and a maximum of 156, with peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and the 23rd to the 30th. So for May, we are expecting a minimum of 101, average of 126 and a maximum of 159, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 23rd to the 31st. And looking ahead to June, we're expecting a minimum of 110, average of 132 and a maximum of 150, with peak dates from the 1st to the 7th and the 21st to the 30th. And that update came with our thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Here we come to Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
On Thursday, the 20th of April 2023, at 047756 UTC, the world was subjected to a rare event, a hybrid solar eclipse. In Perth, I experienced a partial eclipse, and people lucky enough to be directly in line, places like Ningaloo Reef, Exmouth and Barrow Island, experienced a total eclipse. Timor-Leste had the experience of the peak total eclipse. At the time, I went into my shack and refreshed the Whisper or Weak Signal Propagation Reporter beacon map I have open and noticed that my beacon wasn't reported. I sagely nodded my head. That makes sense. No sun, no propagation. And I got on with my life. Last week, a fellow amateur, Will, Victor Kilo 6 Uniform Uniform, asked if anyone had any VK6-specific HF propagation reports to make. Being the data geek that I am, I thought to myself, aha, I can do some data analytics on the Whisper dataset that I have. So the die was cast for a few enjoyable hours of importing 2.4 gigabytes of compressed data into a database and constructing a set of SQL queries to see what I could learn. Before getting stuck in, I spent a few hours thinking about the problem. How could I go about doing this? Propagation information is notoriously fickle. You have to consider the obvious things like the solar index and the geomagnetic index, which vary considerably. Then there's the nature of the various reports themselves. Not everyone has their beacon on all the time. Not everyone has their receiver on all the time. Weekends are more popular than weekdays, and popularity overall is growing exponentially. The solar cycle is on the way to its peak, so there's that variation to consider, and if that's not enough, how should you compare the signal-to-noise ratio between weak and strong beacons? With all that in hand, I set about constructing a plan. I created a folder to hold my charts and SQL queries, intent on uploading that to GitHub when the work was done. For my very first test, I thought I'd count the number of reports per band in a 24-hour window around the eclipse. I imported all the whisper records that had a VK6 call sign, either as the transmitter or the receiver, given that I was interested in learning if stations transmitting from VK6 could be heard elsewhere, and inversely, could VK6 stations hear any other stations. As my first effort, I created a scatter plot to get a sense of what kind of numbers I was looking at. The initial result was interesting. Around the eclipse itself, there was no propagation. This wasn't unexpected, since that's what I'd seen on the day, at the time, on my own map. I changed my data to use a cumulative count per band to see if any band was particularly different, and then discovered that there was no propagation at all, on any band. That seemed odd. So I had a look at the source data and discovered a gap, which accounted for what my chart was showing. I added a fake record for the eclipse time itself, just so I could see where on the chart this gap was. Turns out that for VK6 stations, the gap is just over 5 hours. But it's not centered around the eclipse. There's a 4-hour window before the eclipse and a 1-hour window after it. Then I started looking at all the reports from across the world. To give you a sense of scale, across April 2023, the dataset has nearly 139 million rows. It's 12 gigabytes in size. By contrast, in March of 2008, when the first report started, there were just over 93,000 reports in a 7 megabyte file. Charting this shows exponential growth, hitting a million reports in July of 2009, 10 million reports in January of 2016, and 100 million reports in October of 2021. So, the eclipse and global propagation. The results came in and the reports are that there was no propagation on any band at any point during the just under 2 hours and 12 minutes before the eclipse and the 38 minutes following it. That, or the whispernet.org database was down during the eclipse. So, unfortunately, I cannot tell you what propagation was like during the eclipse, since it appears that those records don't exist. It looks like we'll have to wait until 2031 when we can try this again. We'll all be a little older and wiser by that time, and perhaps we can come up with a way to ensure that the global central whisper data server is running without downtime, scaled to match the growing requirements, and paid for by a benevolent organization with deep pockets. I did start considering making lemonade from my lemons and charting the kinds of downtime the whisper server has, but just looking over the various discussion groups showed that this is going to be painful. On the plus side, I learnt about sum over and lag functions in SQL. So there's that. I must confess that if we're going to seriously use Whisper as a propagation analysis tool, we need to fix these kinds of issues. I have no doubt that running whispernet.org is a massive enterprise and that it costs real time and money to make that happen. So who's up for the challenge? And will the real owner of whispernet.org please raise their hand? Finally, if by chance you are running a Whisper receiver during the 2023 solar eclipse, you might want to consider looking at sharing your logs, since they're potentially the only record still remaining. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Thanks, Ono. Very interesting. For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Now we come to Wison News. Last Sunday, Wison provided communication support for the Sydney Memory Walk at Cathy Freeman Park. Thank you to those who assisted. Today the memory walk and jog was in Newcastle at Griffith Park, Stockton. The next Wison Sunday meetup is on Sunday the 7th of June. It will focus on the Wison portable HF wire antennas and how to deploy them. There is always something to do, so come along and get involved. Preparations are underway for this year's Hawkesbury Canoe Classic on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. Wison is seeking members to assist with the organisation of this event and is also looking for a commander for the event. Assistance will be available for those who are interested in taking on these roles. If you are interested in this or in any other Wison activity, contact operations via email to wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6pm on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is a Winlink net tomorrow night from 8pm. Check the Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And we come to club news, and we start this week with news from the Ockley Region Amateur Radio Club. And next weekend is the club's 50th annual field day. It's on at Wauchope Showground Hall on the 6th and 7th of June during the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner is on Saturday night at Port Macquarie Golf Club. There will be all the usual field day attractions, including traders, disposals, fox hunts, a DMR radio clinic, POTA, ALARA, ALARA, and a homebrew competition. Breakfast and lunch will be available on both days. The full program for the field day weekend is available on the ORARC website. The next training and assessment weekend will be held in Port Macquarie over the weekend of the 13th and 14th of June. Candidates for Foundation Licence Weekend and for assessments for all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30pm on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9am Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2 metre repeater on 146.7MHz with a 91.5 subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. VK2RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Ockley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The May issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. Club is also on Facebook. Just search for Ockley Region Amateur Radio Club. And all of that came from Henry VK2ZHE for the Ockley Region Amateur Radio Club, and I hope we hear Henry on the HF callbacks later on. Now, news from the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30am. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. The next monthly business meeting will be at 1pm on the 13th of June, preceded by a barbecue at midday. Time of submission, VK2RAG Summersby, is only running a limited number of services. Among those currently turned off are the 6-metre, 23-centimetre, VHF, and UHF D-Star and DMR repeaters. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8pm on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hertz subaudible tone and via Echo Link on the Ham Conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. That came with 73s from Alan, VK2MG, the publicity officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now news from the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Club's next foundation licence course is on Saturday the 13th of June, with examinations on Sunday the 14th at the BMARC Clubhouse. If you know someone is interested in gaining their amateur radio licence, please contact the club secretary, Irene, for further information. Coming up on Saturday the 4th of July is the BMARC Annual General Meeting. Nominations will be called for both executive and non-executive committee positions. Voting is open to financial members of the club, and a barbecue will follow the completion of proceedings. Members interested in nominating for a role or attending the AGM are encouraged to contact the club secretary. YARN, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced licence upgrade classes. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7pm until 9pm via Zoom. Existing licence holders who wish to upgrade are encouraged to contact the club secretary, Irene, via email to secretary@bmarc.org. The BMARC Clubhouse is open on the first and third Saturday of each month. Members and guests are welcome to drop in to work on projects and use the club facilities, or simply just to say hello. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, adjacent to the Great Western Highway, and about an 11-minute walk from Glenbrook Railway Station. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. You can also find out more on the club's website at www.bmarc.org. And that came with 73s from James, VK2GOH, the publicity officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now we have news from the St George Amateur Radio Club. The Society's next monthly meeting is on this coming Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Following the boring stuff, there will be a show-and-tell session where members and visitors can show others some piece of interesting amateur radio equipment. This could include equipment that has been built, restored, modified, repaired, or simply something unusual or of interest. The meeting will be held at the Society's usual venue, that's the Mortdale RSL Club in Macquarie Place, about a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. Before the meeting at 6pm, there will be an information session for anyone interested in gaining a foundation licence or upgrading to a higher licence grade. The session will cover how the training and assessment weekends operate, licence options, and how candidates can prepare. The Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend at Heathcote is scheduled for the end of next month, on the weekend of the 27th and 28th of June. A reminder for those who took part in the Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest a few weeks ago, if you haven't already sent in your log, you need to do so by midnight tonight. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's contest, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. And that came with 73s, I presume, from Peter, VK2EMU, who's sitting next to me right at this moment, for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone. And on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-metre SSB net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2-metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70-centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2-metre or Currajong 70-centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 9444 0123.
Thanks, fellas. I like it when somebody else does all the talking for me. Our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2BEU, and your engineer has been the other Peter, VK2EMU. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI Dural, we will listen for callbacks to those who took the broadcast directly. I'll start with 20 metres, and then I'll do 160 metres, 80 metres, 40 metres and 30 metres. In engineering, Peter will take callbacks on the VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will shortly advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.